Freddy, similarities of these crop formations all around the planet. Are people reporting similar things when they go in there and check them out?
By and large, yes. The things that keep popping up here and there, and I'm talking in very general terms now. Eyewitnesses, for example, they talk about seeing balls of light, balls which are basically translucent yet very vibrant in color, the size of a beach ball, just flying around the area either before or after a crop circle manifests. They talk about beams of light coming out of the sky and hitting the ground, swirling the crop in front of them, retracting back into the clouds, and either a crop circle manifests in front of them, or if one pops up about 24 hours later in that same location. They talk about the a trilling sound that they hear, almost like a cicada, and this seems to precede any kind of sighting in terms of eyewitness reports. They also talk about the way in which the plants appear to have been just made molten at the base and sort of flattened in a new horizontal position, but yet with this wonderful springiness to it, as if they're still almost hovering just above the soil, about an inch above the soil. They talk about the dryness of the soil inside the crop circle, and specifically in the Canadian prairie. Where a lot of the farmers pay a lot of attention to this phenomenon. And in fact, to this day, they've actually assisted the researchers to an incredible degree of cooperation. These are some of the things that the general observations that people talk about. The spiraling of the crops as well is very important. Even when you have things like straight lines, what amazes me is the little detail to some of these designs where even straight lines, their origin on the ground appears to be based on a spiral motion of energy, which eventually branches itself out into this snaking pattern, this waveform, almost resembling a sine wave on an oscilloscope, which eventually gives the impression of looking like a straight line from the air. These are some of the common features that we keep finding across the world. So it seems to be the same sort of technology, if you like, in the greatest sense of the word, that seems to be adopted no matter where you go.
Freddie, I had heard that when people go into these crop circles to investigate them, and some of them bring electronic equipment, that in some cases the equipment goes haywire. Is that true?
Oh, yes. It's if you enjoy your electric equipment, please leave it at home. It's a very expensive phenomenon. I've seen people take, let's say, I think one of the most famous cases, which actually I wasn't present, but the person who was there was very trustworthy. There was a busload of about 12 or 13 Japanese tourists, all of whom simultaneously went into the same crop circle, and every one of their equipment, I'm talking about cameras, video equipment, every piece of that equipment failed simultaneously. Whole packs of batteries that should have lasted for 14 hours were drained in a matter of minutes. That is quite an astonishing feat. I've heard that the BBC on several occasions now have taken to interviewing people inside crop circles, and in hindsight they wish they didn't, because as soon as the camera crosses the very perimeter or the edge of the crop circle, a very agonizing array of red warning lights starts appearing on their equipment, and to this day I think they've lost about two or three very, very expensive video cameras, and I'm talking about equipment going into the $20,000-$30,000 bracket. I've been in airplanes in microlights, for example, these incredibly large wings with a little engine strapped to them. Whenever we cross the airspace or the crop circle, funny things start happening to the electrical equipment, and even anybody with cameras flying over the airspace or the crop circles will also find that their equipment will sometimes not work whenever you happen to be in the airspace. I have one very famous case where I was flying into a crop circle from about 500 feet in the air, and I can show you on my negatives exactly every shot on the approach, all the way around, always going around the crop circle, and the nine frames that were shot over the actual airspace are completely dead. There's nothing there. And yet, when the film continues and we're flying out of the airspace, there's a perfectly exposed picture every frame after that. It's as if you're entering a sort of a shielding effect. And I mean, it has a temporary debilitative effect on aircraft equipment, just in case anybody's concerned about this, because there have not been any fatalities involved, luckily. But I do know helicopter pilots in Wiltshire in England who, to this day, refuse to fly over the airspace of a crop circle because they, of all their equipment start going awry. All their compasses don't start pointing north, things like that. So you are basically going into this rarefied space, this magnetized field of energy, which seems to extend quite some way up into the atmosphere.
So here's the question. Is the magnetic field that's in the crop formations, has it been brought there from another source, or is it using this planet's magnetic field?
I suspect that whoever is doing this and whatever is doing this, and I don't for 1 minute suspect that it's local, it has complete understanding and control of natural universal principles. And by this I mean the principles of light or electromagnetism, of sound, of magnetism, and quite possibly even the ability to harness and manipulate the local gravitational field. The magnetic part of it comes from two points. One, very early reports, eyewitness accounts of people who used to go into crop circles and found that whatever metallic objects they took inside the crop circle, they found that they had been magnetized. They could stand pocket knives on end in a crop circle. Young kids who take bicycles into them found that the bikes had taken on this magnetic charge. Compasses suddenly became frozen and attracted metal objects to them. Strange things like that. And in the modern era, Colin Andrews, who did some remarkable work in the late 1990s to look into the magnetic effects of the crop circles, discovered that between 5 and 20% of them, if I'm not mistaken, that the Earth's magnetic field, the local magnetic field in and around the crop circle, appears to have been shifted by exactly 4 degrees. We're not quite sure at the moment why this should be. My hypothesis is that this shift, this local shift, what I'll call a phase shift in the magnetic field, is what is allowing this little cookie-cutter effect, this little window of opportunity for information to come in from another level of reality into our own third-dimensional space-time continuum. It's this little shift which I think is worth really looking at very, very closely. And from what I recall of Colin's research, when they actually did magnetometer surveys of the local area, the actual shape of the very crop circle on the ground appears to have been imprinted in the local magnetic field some way below the ground as well.